Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Olympics is a time for athletes around the world to come together, but it's also been a time for American athletes to acknowledge their Creator and their relationship with Jesus Christ. A number of these Olympians are doing just that on international television. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, there's a number of athletes who are openly giving their testimony on international television coverage when they're at the Olympics. We see some recently, the divers that came out, and in the diving competition, when they got their medals, they specifically said that they were at peace. They weren't concerned about the outcome because their identity is in Jesus Christ. And both of them said that same thing on an international platform. So this is very encouraging. Among all the bad news that we see and hear around the country and around the world, it's encouraging to see people standing for their faith.
It is, yeah. My family and I have been watching quite a bit of the Olympics, and I think you were referring to David Bodea, and I think is how you pronounce his last name, and his diving partner, his synchronized diving partner, 20-year-old Steele Johnson, I think is his name, and they just got up there, and as excited as they were, they both acknowledged that they said this was where their identity was, but now their identity is Christ, is in God, and Bodea said before the competition they took the silver medal, and he said before the competition in 2008 diving was my God. It was a forced competition, he said. Now it's more about what I'm doing to share my purpose, but not forcing it on people. God is providing this platform so he can reveal himself. And he's just one of dozens and dozens. And I watch the Olympics every 4 years, and I don't remember ever seeing this many Olympians giving glory to God.
You know, we are called to be lights in whatever arena we're in. And as athletes that so many people, you know, easily admire and look up to, they have such a great platform to share their faith. And it's so encouraging, like those two divers that just, when they were interviewed, they just kept saying over and over again, because, you know, the media always wants to know, what's your secret? What do you think? They kept saying, our identity is in Christ, our identity is in Christ. You know, to be able to uphold him as the answer and not their own achievements.
Yeah, both of these, David Bodea and Steele Johnson, they stated publicly that their identity is in Christ. They won the silver in the men's synchronized 10-meter platform, giving Bodea his third time Olympic medal and Johnson his first medal. And they have very plainly indicated that, mm-hmm. you know, they weren't concerned about the outcome, right, because their whole life no longer revolved around whether they won or lost in their competition. Right. What mattered to them is that they are secure in their relationship with Jesus Christ. And so they enjoyed the moment, which is amazing. They were able to enjoy that moment. Win, lose, or not place at all, they were content with who they are. And, you know, you can have all kinds of things, you can have all kinds of accomplishments, and still be a person who is miserable, lacking in content. They found themselves content no matter where they are. It's kind of like the Apostle Paul, where he says in the book of Philippians that he found himself content in every situation, and he's writing that book from a jail.
Mm. Yeah.
And chained to a guard.
He's in a dank, dark, smelly jail, and yet he's content with wherever he is. That only comes from Christ.
A dungeon, not like a modern jail. But what's so inspirational to me, though, is to watch, you know, God's creation on display here, and people who recognize that they are creatures created in the image and likeness of an almighty God. And I'm reminded as I watch these Olympians, all the Olympians really, but particularly these Christian Olympians, of Ecclesiastes 9:10, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. And they are. They're doing it with all their might. They're using the gifts and the talents that God has given them, but they're doing it as He intended, to His glory, for His purposes, to His honor. And, you know, another one that is just beloved really around the world, but is this 19-year-old Simone Biles, who's
incredible.
On the gymnastics team. Devout Catholic young woman with an amazing story of adversity in her childhood with her mother having drug issues and being raised by her grandparents, and she was real little with her sister, but just a devout lover of God and Christ, and she, it's just so great to hear them, so encouraging to hear them give glory, and you can see the light of the Holy Spirit shining from these folks.
And you know, we've all heard of Michael Phelps. I mean, he's the most decorated Olympian. He has 22 medals in the three games, but he was on the point of despair and suicide at one point until someone reached out and gave him a book, a Christian book.
Yeah, Purpose-Driven Life.
Yeah, changed his life.
That totally changed his life. Yeah, it
saved him from suicide.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a professional football player.
Right.
Who became a Christian.
And Allison,
and gave him the book. It was someone who actually, he had other people in his life. I don't know exactly who gave him the book, but I know a professional football player,
Ray Lewis,
mm-hmm. was very instrumental in that process as well. And, he was on the verge of suicide. You know, here's a guy that is one of the most decorated people ever, and yet he got to the point of being so low that he was on the verge of suicide. And when he reads this book, The Purpose-Driven Life, he begins to see a purpose in his life. And he ultimately now is back in the Olympics, which is amazing, at his age in terms of an Olympics.
31. Huh?
And he is back in the Olympics.
Already winning gold medals again.
Yeah, it's
amazing. Yeah, and 18 medals at that time, at least
19. It's hard to imagine.
Maybe more now. But that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough to fulfill his purpose. Only God can do that. Listen to this quote by Allison Felix. She's on the U.S. track and field team. She's a 2012 London gold medalist in the London Olympics. She says, I came to know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior at a very young age. Ever since then, I have continually been striving to grow in my relationship with God. I was nowhere close to the perfect child. I had my share of difficult times, along with some disappointing choices that I made, which, you know, who hasn't? But thankfully, God never stops loving me. So their focus, even with all that fame and gold medals and ability, that nothing that we can get here on earth is going to fill the void that every human has, that can only be filled. I've heard it called, you know, it's a Jesus-shaped hole in your heart, a God-shaped hole in your heart. A gold medal's not going to fill that hole. Only God can do that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you're seeing here. I don't recall a previous Olympics where you have so many people openly giving their testimony and faith in Jesus Christ. It's a refreshing thing to see.
Absolutely.
That these athletes are literally at the top of their game, their competition within the world. And some of these athletes are the number one in the world. There's no one close to them in these particular categories, and yet that's not their identity. Their identity is in Christ, and it's great to see them in these situations where they have these platforms and they don't forget what really matters. They don't forget the essence of who they are and why they're there, because Jesus gave his life for them, transformed their lives, and brought them out of darkness and through difficult times and tragedies, and gave them the opportunity and the talent to be able to be there, not just to glorify themselves or the moment, but to give glory to Him.
You know, and as a result, it's not really the medals, the gold medals that they win, but it's the lives that are changed as a result. You know, I worked for many years with Campus Crusade for Christ, and they have a whole Athletes in Action ministry, and they allow these athletes to use their platform to share their faith with others, and people really look up to them, and they listen, and as a result, many lives are changed, and they come to Christ as a result of their obedience to do that.
Well, I'm sure that's happened also with people who have been following Tim Tebow.
Yes.
He is someone who been on a solid faith and a national platform, and was not afraid to express his faith in Christ. Now I understand that he is looking at trying out for a Major League Baseball team. Yeah, so
wow,
he's
nothing he can't do.
Yeah, he's a very solid athlete. You know, he was homeschooled. He went to a through homeschool in Florida, and Florida had the provision, still does, that you can play on a public school team even though you're homeschooled. So as a result of that, he was on that high school public school team, but was homeschooled during the day.
Wow.
And he played there, and he became this top athlete recognized in the high school level, and then went on to college and won the championship, and then ultimately became the Heisman Trophy winner, and then went on to professional football. And through that time, he always praised Jesus Christ. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.